Good evening, everybody. How is everyone doing this evening? It's evening. Yes, it's after 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check your clocks in the USA and around the world. I'm your host today, and I believe every day, hopefully. I haven't changed, Miss Suyu, bringing it to you. And I already told you where Miss Suyu came into effect, how it started with my uncle kind of teasing me. Used to sing a little song and say, Sue, Sue, what you gonna do? Miss Sue, what you gonna do? Or Sue, Miss Sue. So my response was, I'm gonna sue you. I was a little girl, kind of grew up with that name, Sue, and Miss Sue. So my uncle's still living, yes, and he's still married to the same beautiful woman. Yes, I remember them when I was growing up in the projects in Harlem and in the South Bronx on Jennings Street. That's right. I went to school, elementary school and junior high school, when I was living on Jennings Street, 169th and Jennings Street. Right there off of Prospect Avenue. Yes, it changed. I went there to visit and say hello to the school, the little junior high school, which was right across the street from our apartment. I mean, I just walk out of my apartment and run across the street. Isn't that amazing to live right directly across the street from your school? I mean, it takes like 2 minutes to get to your class from your apartment. Amazing. Those were the days. I still remember, I'm not crazy. Some people call me crazy, you know, and, you know, you need to ask them why, because truly, I really don't know, but it was wonderful. And I got to see the principal that was there. I believe that was the principal. It depends. And the staff was still crazy off the chain a little bit. And, the school still looked the same when I went there. I saw the auditorium with the stage where we used to perform. Yes. I remember that lobby when you first walk in. We had pool tournaments there. I won the bumper pool competition. Yes, I got a trophy. I was really good at bumper pool. I could really play pool. Just give me a pool table and I could really show off if you want me to. But you have to pay me if you really want to see me do it. You know, but anyway, I'm back here. I took a break. Putting in some hours, trying to be responsible and behave. I love what I do. And the people that support me are amazing. And I don't have anything bad to say about them. What is my question? What is a process? When people say it's a process, what do they mean? I'll be back. Miss Suyu, the whole truth. MissSuyu.com, bringing it to you right here in the USA. If I hadn't done it that way, then maybe you would have stayed. Ooh, we can start over. Get better. Yes, I believe in you too here today. Thanks for coming back to listen to me talk, run my mouth, and hopefully not make life miserable for you. Is it a process? It's a process. People say sometimes, what do they mean? It takes time. There are certain steps people take to accomplish things on the job. Things are done in a certain order, and on and on and on. It's a process. If we rush things, we probably will not accomplish. It's a process. But what do we really mean? Well, it is a process. In certain cases, well, if it is, why do we have so many problems in the world? Because we probably don't take the time to understand the process. Maybe. But if we know the process, what's the problem? Yeah. If there is a process and we are familiar with the process, are we going to get somewhere? Really? If we know that there is a better world, what's the process? And if we know the process, we can understand that there is a process. Some people are like, I'm kind of lost. But think about this. If there is scientific evidence that there is a better world, I'm not talking about hearsay and gossip. Factual. And we know that it's a process. It's going to take some time. Or maybe there is a better world. And some of us are ignoring the process. That's not good. If there is a process, why aren't we following protocol? That's a good question. But let's just say that there is scientific evidence that there is a better world. Seriously. And there are people that know there is a better world. But they're not going to do anything about it. They're going to allow corruption and condemnation, misery, unhappiness right here. But why? Is that the process? Why enslave people here? Hold people back here if there is a better world. And we know there is a better world. And there is scientific evidence that there is a better world. Then what is the problem? Well, that is the problem. We know, but we do nothing about it. Who cares? But if we can have slavery here, people working and paying taxes, keep people in bondage here, in debt, on medication, working 2 and 3 jobs. Then why tell them that there is a better world? And science can prove it. If we hold on to that power and keep people here, right here on this earth, where we want them, why do we need to talk to them about a better world and moving on, possibly living longer, happier, healthier? Because slavery, control over the people, over the economy, over the world, right here. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense to me. If I know that there is a better world and I have scientific evidence and I can prove it and we can make it happen, we can work together, we can get there, we can accomplish. Well, what's the problem? Well, then, you know, there's some people that might believe that everyone isn't welcome. Everyone isn't ready. Everyone isn't fit. Only certain people can handle or mature enough to live and go to a better world beyond here, where they can live longer, happier, and healthier. Better. Because if we take crime with us, it's not gonna work. You get it? We can leave the crime elsewhere. If we're gonna take hate with us, forget it, squash it. Are we gonna take garbage, messiness, controversy, bitterness, hostility? Is that gonna help us move on? Well, we're human, whether we're here or in a better world. Now, if we move to a better world, there's a chance that we will not have so much violence. But we don't know because we're not there. Only those that truly have the facts and live there can share those experiences. But we sit back and guess, wait for answers. Why would someone do that? If people know, they have the facts, there is a better world, they've been there, why would they hold us back and keep us from enjoying that and experiencing that? It doesn't make any sense. It sounds crazy, a little off, right? All over the place, you know, kind of like mental. But let's just say there is a better world. Yeah. Would we choose to be there or stay in the United States or stay on Earth? I guess the answer is we don't know yet, right? But if we do know, it's a process. We just don't pack up and just get up and go and leave because we don't know everything. Probably never will. But it's still a process. Will we ever get to a better world? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe people are living in a better world. Maybe they did believe that it took time and there was a process. And they're not ready to tell us about the process. So, How does that make me feel? I don't think it's fair that people get to live in a better world and have that experience. And me, I'm right here on this earth, the same earth that I've been on for how many years? Oh, yeah. Decades. But that is the way it works from what I see right now. But I think about my kids. Will they ever get to a better world? Beyond all of this. I just think things get better. Whatever the process is, I just think that things will follow the process. It will be better. It will be an experience, an enlightenment. But I don't think it's going to be so bad. If it is better, I'm grateful because it's getting better. It's looking better, brighter. I guess the disrespect to me is no one's telling me what's going on, whether there's a better world or not. And I don't think that some people are able to live in a better world and others have to stay here on this earth, in this world. Do I think it's fair? No. But if there is a better world and people are living there, they probably have valid reasons for not exposing the better world and how to get there. And if I really want to know the rest of the story and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, I would probably need to talk to the people that are living in the better world and that have the scientific evidence to prove that it's there, they've been there, and there's a possibility that we'll all get there one day. Yes, I think about the process and what it's really like. Have a great evening, everyone.